The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Pray the word alive. Yes, pray the word alive. Pray the word alive. Kabarabashatakaba. Libakara. Pray the word alive. I like that. Pray the word alive. Libaparakatakaba. Yiparakatakaba. Ilipaparakatakaba rakatakabaya. Ilipaparakatakabaya. Ilipaparakatakaba liketekebarakatakabayakata. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Ile Papa, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father, our Lord and our God. There is no one like unto you. None can be compared unto you. The Lord Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord alone be exalted and be uplifted and be magnified. This morning, our Lord and our God, you deserve our praise. You deserve our thanksgiving. You deserve, you deserve, you deserve. Deserve. You alone deserve. You deserve it. 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 There is no one else, O God, who deserves, O God, our praise. There is no one like you, O God. There is none that can be compared unto you, O Lord. There is none. There is none. You are the Almighty. You are the Almighty. You are the Almighty. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Ma, the first and the last.
Like unto
the beginning
God.
And the end, yes, Lord. Who is like unto him, O Lord.
There is none.
No one can be compared. No one can be compared unto you, God. In your love, in your concern, in your faithfulness.
You are the one and only true God. We celebrate your holy name this morning. We say thank you, Father, for the God that gives us a beautiful day like this. Thank you for watching over our lives through the night. Thank you for giving us a brand new day like this. We say thank you, Lord. So blessed be your holy name.
Resurrection power is coming your way now. Resurrection power is just coming your way. Li papa rakata kabaya. Ile papa, resurrection power is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of Culture, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. Resurrection power is coming your way. Come on board. Come on board. Call friends. Share the link. Li papa, get yourself positioned strategically. I parantos katike le basheke barante. Bashata kabaya karabashata kabaya ipakarabashata kabaya ilabashaka barakata kabaya ipakalabarata kabaya abali karatu kasata kaba We bless you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We uplift you. We uplift you. We uplift you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you.
Father, for your faithfulness, for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness unto us. We say thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I welcome each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of God, to Power for Today. Power for Today, as usual, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kutubu down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, And Buja Worldwide and Pascal are our technicians operating under the media team. Today is the 221st day of the year 2023. 221st day of the year 2023. Sometimes we allow the prayers online, they be to play for us to even hear them to inspire ourselves before we begin. That's why sometimes you don't enter early. Sometimes too, the Lord is giving me a message. I'm writing it down. Yes, today I've just received a message that is going to change somebody's life from today. Amen. I am telling you, from today. In fact, within 1 year from today, within 1 year exactly from today, when people see you, if you are going to follow the things that the Lord is going to share with us, if you are going to follow them within 1 year from today, when your colleagues, when your family members, even people you are living in the same house with, even your wife, your husband, when they see you, they can't recognize you. They will see you completely different. Completely different. In fact, within 10 minutes before we started, the Lord just caught my attention. And I was asking my Lord, why didn't I know? I know this, so we know them. But the level, the dimension, the depth of it is so something. Our theme once again today is commanding now time. Commanding now is my time. Commanding now is my time. To where God, myself, my situation, and the forces behind my situation out for my stability and manifestation. For my stability and manifestation. Just write, commanding now is my time, dot, 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 for my stability and manifestation. For my stability and manifestation. Once again, we want to look at Isaiah 62, verse 6 to 7. That scripture must just be etched on your mind. Let me read from the New English Bible Translation, Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7. I have posted watchers, Jerusalem, who shall not keep silence day or night. You who invoke the Lord's name, take no rest, give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem a theme of endless praise on earth. A theme of endless praise on earth. That's the New English Bible Translation. New English Bible Translation. I just want to read that one today. I'll be reading other translations from the Word Bible from 26 translations. The Word Bible from 26 translations. Beloved, this Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7 can be connected to Luke chapter 18 verse 1 to 7. Verse 1 to 8. Luke 18, 1 to 8. Where our Lord Jesus Christ spoke a parable. Gave an illustration. The reason why we should pray and not give up. The Lord Jesus Christ used a widow. And an unjust judge, a widow and an unjust judge, a wicked judge, how the widow persisted and persevered and got justice from a wicked judge, from a wicked judge. Beloved, it is time for you and I. God said we should give him no rest. We should give ourselves no rest. It means we should give our situation no rest. We should give that dream that you had no rest. Give that promise that God has made to you no rest. Give that prophecy that God has given to you no rest. Give that word that God has given to you no rest. Give the promises of God in the Bible. Give them no rest. Give the word of God no rest. And give that situation no rest. And give the devil no rest. Give the agents of the devil no rest. Give the forces behind your situation no rest. Until he makes Jerusalem, you are the Jerusalem now. Until he makes Jerusalem a theme of endless praise on earth. That means until you are established. Until you are manifested. Until that dream comes true. Until your situation changes. Until changes. Until there is a turn around. Until your desire and wishes come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, as I started the phase, the 11th hour prayer parade, I have a testimony on that, but I will give that testimony. I have a testimony on the 11th hour prayer parade. I will give that testimony at the 11th hour prayer parade for those who follow. Yes, I won't give it now. Yeah, that testimony is coming from Mrs. Tiga in Pennsylvania in America. What happened to her when she was following last Friday's 11th hour prayer parade? A gunman came to attack. And what happened? She was praying in her hallway. And what happened? I will give that testimony. So 11th hour prayer parade has started producing testimony. That is the third testimony. Beloved, why did I bring this? During the 11th hour prayer parade, because of how short the time is, people say that, oh, Pastor, it is time for prayer. Pastor should stop talking and want to pray. Pastor should stop talking and we want to pray. We just want to pray. After that, do you know what God told me? God started teaching me about relationship. God is not magic. God is not like the devil that you go to him and he just gives to you. God crave, the word is sought. He said, I crave. Tell them, I crave for relationship. I crave for relationship. That is why Jesus Christ, if you watch him, he will take time to teach. Look, all the miracles Jesus performed, only seven miracles he performed where he was not involved. I mean, he was not, where people didn't call him. He himself, voluntary. Out of the 40 miracles he performed, only seven that he used his own voluntary. The people didn't call him. He himself. The 33, he was called. And you know, it is only among unbelievers that Jesus just performed without saying anything. But among believers, he would take time to teach. He would teach the word. Sometimes in the synagogue, whilst he's teaching, demons are shouting. He would teach the word. You know, the miracle is in the word. Healing is in the word. And do you know what God was teaching me? So, you see, you don't just go to God to receive. Then you become God user. You become what? His user. God hates users. People just go to church. They want a prophetic word. They go to church. They just want prayer. Don't get it. God will not give it to you. He wants you to sit down and listen first. Jesus will share the word to lift your faith. I'm telling you, to lift out the people's faith, to draw their faith. Now when he says receive, the way is open. The way is open because of your faith has come alive. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? By the word. And why faith? Without faith, it is impossible to receive anything from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Because he who comes to God must believe that he is or he exists, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Beloved, God has taught me something about relationship. About relationship. Look, the way you are related to God is what determines how much he will manifest in your life. How are you related to him? Look at Jesus Christ. It is relationship. I and my Father are one. The Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doing. And so even during his baptism, in Matthew 3, when he was coming out of the water, the voice spoke, "This my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." On the Mount of Transfiguration in Luke 9, the voice spoke, "This my only begotten Son, in him I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Hear ye him. But I will teach that another time. Look, how are you related to God? People just want prayers. God is not a magician. I'm telling you, God is not a magician. God doesn't want to just give you things. Because anything God gives you, he's in that thing. That is why we must get things by prayer. And you pray the word. You pray knowledge. Let me tell you the things that God just taught me 10 minutes before I came here. 10 minutes before I came here. He said, 10 minutes. The Hebrew, the Jews, pray God's promises and prophecies. That is why you see that it's like I teach before. I know maybe online too, some people too, "Oh, Pastor, we want to pray. Oh, what are you going to pray? What are you going to pray?" When you go to Jerusalem, when you go to the Wailing Wall, I've been there twice. There are Old Testament, because they are still practicing Judaism. The Jews, plenty. The Torah. You see the Torah there, the first five books. The Torah, they are there, plenty. When they come, they pick the Torah, and then they will open. They will open. And then they are reciting the Torah. They are reciting God's promises back to him. The Jews pray God's promises. They pray God's prophecies. There are others, the prophetic books, they are also there. The Psalms, they are also there. These are the prayers the Jews pray. They don't pray historical books. They don't pray Joshua. They don't pray Esther. They don't pray those things. Anytime they want to refer, they will say, "What you did in Esther's time, what you did in Joshua's time, repeat it. Because you can do it." Let me tell you, even this one I've said, if somebody has recorded it, you are finished. It's prayer. It's prayer. Because whatever God has done before, he wants to do it again. He wants to repeat it again. I'm telling you. And who must cause him to repeat it? You and I. We must cause him to repeat it. So we must pray what? The word. We must pray God's promises. We must pray God's prophecies. You know, the Lord was just teaching me that life is lived on God's promises and prophecies. Life. Life must be lived. Life. Live it. Live it on God's promises and prophecies. Somebody's life is changing from today. Live your life. What governs you? What should govern you? What should govern your thoughts? What should occupy your thought and your mind, your mind and your mouth? Your life should be on God's word and promises and prophecies. Nothing. But people are living on dead philosophy. People are living on tradition. As for where I come from, we believe this. We believe that when you wake up in the morning and you see a bird flying from this direction, it means this. That's why some Christians are still limited where they are. Superstition. When you are walking and then your toe knocks at a stone. There is a meaning to it. That's tradition. Why is it in the Bible? That's right. Did Jesus teach that? Did God the Father ever say that in the Bible? That when you are walking and your toe strikes on something, it means this. That when you see a bird flying and then it dives down like this and go up again, it means this. You don't know Christians who are living like this. I can mention their names. They are in my church. They are like this. Such people, the devil can deceive you. The devil can easily keep you at the same place. Superstition and tradition of men. That's what we are living with. Dead philosophies. People have gone to universities and studied psychology and philosophy. I nearly stopped doing one of my doctoral degrees. Because I say, but this is not Bible. I mean, proving theories. This one. They are all human theories. Look, your life is what you are, what you are living on. Let me tell you, please, don't pity anybody. Christian, there is no pity. God doesn't pity. We are to have compassion. The two are different. Don't pity anybody. People's lives are what governs them. Your life is what is ruling you. Your life is what is in your mind. Your life is your philosophy. But today, we are learning that we must live by the word. We must live on God's promises, on God's prophecies. Yes, we must live by God's promises, God's prophecies, and God's word. Which word is governing your life? How did you rise up this morning? Let me tell you. Do you know that every element of creation is functioning on God's word, God's promises and prophecies? Every element of creation is functioning on God's word. Do you know that? Maybe it is Ghana, here it is morning. But in U.S. like this, I've seen the great woman, Madam Becky, in U.S. online. I can see Mama Esther Idris online. I can see Gifty Domtier online from Spain, Spain. Yes. Their times there are different. America like this, it may be 2 a.m., 2 something. But then their light will also come. Now, we who have daylight here, the sun, God commanded the sun to shine. Sun, you will be called day. When you appear, people wake up. It is that word that is holding the sun and operating the sun. It is the word that is operating the sun. Sun, turn this way so that night will come at this side. The sun will go down. Then night will fall at this side. The sun is just only God's word. Every element of creation is based on God's word. That is why God has given us the grace to explain his word before we pray. Let me tell you, it is when you hear this thing that you are praying, that you are praying life. You know what you are praying. This is building your faith. If you read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, Hebrews 1 3, the Bible says that all creation is sustained by what? His word. Hebrews 1 3. All creation is sustained by what? By his word. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. Revelation 4:11, the Bible said that God created all these things for his pleasure, and they all live by his being. They live by what? His being. They live by his being. Do you know why you are still alive? Do you know why you are still alive? Do you know why you woke up today? You don't know. I'm going to shock you. When God was sending your spirit into this world, your spirit, like he told, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I had already appointed you. Look, our spirit is eternal. Our spirit has been existing our spirit has no time. That baby you are seeing there, the spirit in that baby has no time. Only the body was formed. This body has been given time to live. Some of us, some people have been given 85 years, 86 years, 90 years, 100 years to live. That's why you woke up this morning. Are you 100 years? Are you yet 100 years?
No.
Because when you were coming, the Bible said that he has appointed the years that we should live. There is a scripture like that. He has appointed the years that we should live. But do you know that you can negotiate with God? You can negotiate with him. You can, if you are finished and you want to go early, God, I want to come and enjoy heaven. Please help me. Make a way for me to come. Please. I can't continue to pay light bills and that. Please, I beg you, God, help me. I want to come quickly. You can negotiate and go quickly. Yes, you can negotiate. You can go earlier. Or when the time has come, God, I beg you, please. I have not finished my light soup, chicken light soup. Please, God, if you can just help me, I beg you. Just add some this thing. You know, I have not finished your work. You know, I want to win more souls. I want to take the gospel, yes, and so. He can also change it. But you are alive today because the years God gave you has not come. That's why you woke up this morning. I'm telling you, even unbelievers who are walking about, who don't believe in God, do you know why they are still alive? Because the year God has given to them hasn't come. And some of them, God has extended their years so that they will accept Jesus Christ and not go to. I'm telling you, do you know the reason why some of the wicked and armed robbers are still alive? God is just giving them, they have been given a year, some years to live. Until that year comes. Do you know why some people fall sick? And they get sick. Yes, a relative of mine got sick for 12 years. Stroke, the day he fell down, he never rose again. 12 years, paralyzed. 12 years, his two hands couldn't move. His body couldn't move. Only his mouth, he could talk a little. For 12 years, even the wife who is taking care, died 4 years before he died. Before finally he died. Do you know why? 12 years. Why wouldn't God take him? Because the years God assigned him has not come. The years God gave him has not come. Sometimes to God want the person to repent of something. Because if the person dies, he's going to hell. So in that pain, God will continue to. That's why when people are in such a situation, we introduce Christ to them. The reason why you are awake today is because the years God has given to you has not come. And let me tell you, when those years has come, I want to tell you this. Do you know that you can know that your time has come? You can know that your time has come. I'm telling you, you can know. You just begin to put things in order. You just begin to do some things. You just begin to do some way less. Sometimes God will give you, tell you in a dream, put your house in order. You'll be dreaming or you begin to feel something, just put your house in order. Or if you have something strong that you can negotiate, then that's when you can negotiate. What is it that you can use to negotiate that God, please keep me, keep me, keep me because of this. I'm the one who is doing this so good in the house of God. I'm the one who is holding here. Please, I'm the one. I know even when I'm no longer there, you can get somebody, but please, I beg you, I want to do it more. I want to be fulfilled in this area before. That is why you must serve God as a covenant. You shouldn't serve God in a group. Serve God as a covenant. Like Hezekiah in Isaiah 38. When the time has come and the prophet Isaiah was sent to go and tell him, you will never recover from that sickness. Put your house in order. Hezekiah turned to the wall and cried and prayed and said, God, remember. Remember, Lord, remember. I'm asking you online. What should God remember about you? What should God remember me? Oh, God will never want to lose me. I'm telling you, Delaliboja, God will never want to lose me. Ah, he will not. He will not. Because God knows me. That when he loses me, he has lost something. He knows. He knows. What can God find only in you? David is a man after my own heart. Look at Moses. He said, if there is a prophet, I talk to him in a vision prophecy, but with Moses face to face. God said about Abraham, Abraham, my friend. What about Enoch? Enoch walked with God and he was no more. They were so close, like Papa Adebowo sometimes, he said, look, they were having conversation. The conversation was so sweet that as they were going, it was time for God to leave. God couldn't separate himself from Enoch. He said, Enoch, let's just go and continue. Let's just go and continue. What is it? Please, let me ask you, what is it? If danger, disaster is coming, what is it that should cause God to keep you? What will make you a remnant? Do you know what to call a remnant? A remnant is that danger has come. People are dying, but there are a few that survive. Liberia war, I've been there. I've been there. I've been there. There are still people there. Sierra Leone, there are. What will cause God to reserve you as a remnant? What will cause God to reserve you as what? A remnant. That the devil has targeted that plane to crash. Who is in that plane that will cause the devil's activities to be suspended? Who? Who is in that plane that when God loses the person? Who? This should tell you how we are relating to God, we serve God, how we worship God. Please. Worship God as a covenant. God was telling me about somebody and some few people. He said, look, I'm not blessing them. He mentioned, he said, I'm not blessing them. But the people are serving God. And I was shocked. I was shocked. In the church, he said, look, I'm not blessing them. I say, they are living under my universal blessings. Oh, they are living under my universal blessings. Blessings that I've given to human beings, like the sun is shining, both on the wicked and the righteous. When rain falls on farm, it falls on the farm of both witches and God's people. We call them universal blessings. So some Christians are just enjoying universal blessings, not covenant blessings. Not covenant blessings and before chamber blessings. I was shocked. I'm telling you. I was shocked. I have not even told them. I was shocked. God said, they are not enjoying my blessings. Because they haven't taken what they are doing as a ministry, as a covenant. They are taking it as something they are just doing. I'm telling you. Look, they are taking it as something They are just doing keke. Until you take that thing as a covenant and a ministry, blessings will not start flowing. The moment you take it as a covenant and a ministry to God, bah, even the tithe you are paying, you know that people are paying tithe just because the church believes in tithe. Do you know that you can pay as a covenant? For the first time in my life, for the first time, I took everything that we had to solve a problem somewhere, to solve an emergency. By the 10th, we should pay our tithe. Yes, to solve an emergency last Monday. Everything in the account, everything everywhere. Because if I take my tithe, So do you know? Then I was telling myself, I said, hey, God, by 10th, I have to pay. I told the lady pastor, look, before 10th, we'll still pay our tithe. We will still pay our tithe. We will still pay our tithe. The tithe we have been paid. We will still pay. We will still pay more than 20%, 30%, 40% that we have been paid. We will still pay it. Even this time we cannot pay the 20, 30, 40%, at least the 10% or a little over 10%, God should provide. We will pay it. We will pay it. I said this on Monday. We will pay it. We will still do what? Pay it. We will pay it. We will pay it. By Monday night, I just saw an alert on my wallet. And I saw a message. I think the brother is still online. You don't know what you did, eh? Pastor, we have sent this to you. We have sent this amount to you. Pastor, dedication, so and so, we have put it together, we sent it to you. I say, hallelujah. 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 So yesterday, we sent our tithe. We sent our tithe. Because you see, God knew it was a covenant. And we didn't want to break that covenant. We did not want to break that covenant. Beloved, how are you worshiping God? How are you serving God? God is not a magician. Satan is a magician. Look, Satan, once you go to him and you sell your soul, you can live anyhow. He will give it to you. God is not like that. That's why when we come here, we teach, we share before we pray. So that even the word itself is already solving your problem. Your life must be fueled and live and energized by the word. Which word do you live on? Which word is your life thriving on? Let me ask you. Which word in the Bible? Which word is your life thriving on? Which word is your life thriving on? Which word is your marriage thriving on? Which word is your business thriving on? Which word are your finances thriving on? Which word is your guiding principle? Is it just some dead philosophy or superstition? Which word is holding your life? Which word is holding your marriage? Which word is holding your business? Which word is holding your investment? I thank God that when the prayers were being played before we come online, see, pray the word alive. This year is my acceptable year. This year is my acceptable year. This year is my accept. Pray the theme. Pray the theme alive. Pray the theme alive. Pray the word alive. That is what the Jews do. When they get to the Wailing Wall, very soon, one of my vision, One of my vision before I leave deliverance is to organize pilgrimage trips for deliverance members. Yes. I myself will sponsor them. Sponsor it. Yes. I myself, 20, 30 people, I will sponsor. It will happen. Amen. I say it will happen.
Amen.
Yes. Organize them. Let's just go. I'll watch and see those who haven't sat in aeroplane before. I will make sure that they sit in aeroplane once. You see, put laughter and joy to somebody. Look, let somebody mention your name every day. Oh, God. So because of this person, you don't know. It's increasing your life. It's making your life better. You don't know. Don't put tears in people. Put rather joy in people. I'm telling you. Look, I have a philosophy. 5 CDs is money. 2 CDs is money. 10 CDs is money. People put 10 CDs in envelope. They give to me. Do you know? I don't use it. 5 CDs. I don't use it. Do you know why? That is the person's last. If the person can do that, I use it for offering. Those 10 CDs, when I see them in envelope, and then brand new notes that people give me. If you give me 20,000 fresh notes, I don't use it. I have my offering box. I put it there. Those are the monies I use for my offerings. I don't use it on myself. Somebody gives me 1 CD. 5 CDs. 10 CDs. What is it to me? But it is something to me. It is something for that person. It may be the person's last. So I use it for offering. For God to bless the person. But do you know me? 10 CDs is not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for 1,000 CDs. 1,000 CDs is money. When I divide 1,000 CDs times 2 or 3, that's my offering. I will not mention my correct offering. You give me 1,000 CDs. I divide it either sometimes 2 or 3. That's my Sunday offering, my covenant offering. So it's my offering. I am looking for something bigger. But you know, somebody, 5 CDs, you have made the day of the person. 10 CDs, you have made the day of the person. Why don't you give the person 10 CDs and 5 CDs so that you will get your heart 10,000. You get your 2,000. You get your 1,000. That's my philosophy. That's my philosophy in life. Make somebody happy so that you too will become happier. We want to pray right now. We are commanding now is my time. We are praying the God of the now. In fact, when you go to Isaiah 33 verse 10, He is the God of the now. The God of the now. Isaiah 33 verse number 10. We see it in King James. Now will I rise, says the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Say, Father.
Father.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Is the time.
Now 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 is our time.
Now is our
now
time.
Is our time.
Now is
now
our
is
time.
My time.
Now is,
now
our
is
time.
My time.
Now is
to be fulfilled.
Time. To be fulfilled.
To be fulfilled.
To be fulfilled.
To be fully fulfilled.
To be fully fulfilled.
To be fully fulfilled.
To be fully fulfilled.
In this area of
in
my life.
This area of
now,
my
now,
life.
Now, 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 now,
now. Now is our time.
Now is our time.
Fully fulfilled.
To be fully fulfilled.
Yes, O Lord.
Now is our time.
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 Now is my 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 time.
Now is my time.
Now is my
time.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Only 2 people have power to declare, now is my time. God and you. God and you. Only two people, they have power to declare, now is my time. It's God and you. Let me tell you, I cannot declare your time for yourself. Remember this. God doesn't live within time. With God, there is no Monday, Tuesday. No. God is only one day. But he has created you to live within time. Yes, to live within God, time.
Time, yes.
So you can declare now. He is the God of the now. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Thank you for the revelation.
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 Thank you for the exposition.
Thank you for exposition of your word.
Of your word.
Let your word keep me.
Your word keep me.
Let your word. Let your word keep me.
Let your word become my foundation.
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 Let your word become my lifestyle.
Let your word become my lifestyle.
Let your word govern me.
Let your word govern me.
Let your word preserve me.
Your word preserve me.
Let your word show me the way.
Let your word show me the way.
Let your word occupy me.
Let your word occupy me.
Let your word take charge of me.
Let your word take charge of me.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Your word.
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 Your word,
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 your word. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look, open the Bible. All the promises there, they are yours. Claim them. Meditate and start living and declaring them. Get some scripture for your marriage. Get scriptures for your husband. Get scripture for your wife. How to handle your wife. The Bible has declared what a wife should be. Get those scriptures and be declaring them. My wife is a fruitful woman. My wife is hardworking. My wife is this. My wife is that. My wife is this. My wife is submissive. Get those scriptures, husband. Husband, love your wives. My husband is a loving husband. You must be a loving husband because the word says husband must love. You must be a loving husband. A loving husband, a productive husband, a concern. I am telling you. My marriage must work. I mean, it will work. The word will produce results. You begin to see what you are declaring. Leave the word and not stop superstition. Stop superstition. Driving by superstition. So every prayer camp, they know you. Every prophet knows you. Deliver yourself. Your solution is not with any prophet. Too. Your solution is not with any pastor. I am telling you. Let me tell you. Even in Roman Catholic Church, God is there. People's hearts are prepared. God is there. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. Stop becoming slaves to prophets. Slaves to churches, slaves to things. Yes, I am not saying don't follow good programs. Of course, even like this program. Not everybody here is a member of Deliverance. It's a beautiful. Follow good programs to build your life, to enjoy, to build your life. Yes, your spiritual life, your life. Follow. I also follow some. Some of them, I share the links with you. When it blesses me or it confirms what I'm teaching. No talking now. For the next 15 minutes, no talking. Say no talking. Unless the Holy Spirit say explain something. Say the God of the now.
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 Say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
God of the now.
Say Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Say Abba Father.
Abba Father.
Say Elohim.
Elohim.
Say El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
You are the God of the now.
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 The
now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
I declare you are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
Yes, Lord.
You are the God of the now.
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 God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
My Father in heaven, you are the God of the now. 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 You are the God of the now.
Yes, Lord, the God of the now.
That is who you are. That is who my God is.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know what God was opening my eyes to see? When I went to my library, Strong's Concordance, the very big one, where all the words in the Bible are. Look. Any place you see, God says now. The moment God says now, action starts. Action starts. Action immediately say now, the thing starts working. I'm telling you, it starts working. I was surprised. Say, hey God, why didn't I see this earlier? In my early days, like by now. But this is just the time. When you read Isaiah 38, when Hezekiah's illness, when Hezekiah, is it Isaiah 37? Isaiah 37, then 38 was where Hezekiah's sickness and then his years were. But in Isaiah 37, when King Sennacherib rose up against Israel and Hezekiah sent a message to Isaiah the prophet, and then the word came. What God is going to do to Sennacherib? He said, look, Sennacherib will never enter there. He will never enter Jerusalem. Even though he has laid siege, he will enter that city. Don't fear. He will not do this. He will not do this. Do you know? After God has said that, he said, immediately, an angel was dispatched. An angel went to the camp of the Syrian army and killed 185,000 soldiers. Immediately God said, now, the next one, angel took action. So they now put God into action. Say, they now put God into action. Say, let the God of the now
arise.
Let the God of the
now
arise on my behalf.
Arise.
Concerning this situation.
Let the God of the now.
Let the God of the now arise.
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 Yes, Lord.
Let the God of the now arise.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, the God of the now.
The God of the now.
Arise.
Arise.
And show yourself strong.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself powerful.
Show yourself powerful.
In this situation.
In this situation.
In my situation.
In my situation.
Life.
In my life.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself
mighty. Show yourself powerful.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself powerful.
Show yourself.
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 Show yourself. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty.
Yes, Lord, the God of the now. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself powerful. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself powerful. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You said. I should give you no rest.
I should give myself no rest.
So I declare. Now, O Lord. Now is my time.
For my miracle.
For my solution. For my expectation. For my answers. For my prophetic word. For my dream. Now is my time. To manifest the Lord. For the answer to come. Now is my time. Now is my time. To end barrenness. To end singleness. To end loneliness. To end poverty. To end this battle. To end hatred. To end delays. To end setbacks. To end disappointments. Now is the time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time.
Yes, O Lord.
Now is my time.
To end delays.
Now is my time.
Yes, Yes, now it's
A life without borrowing. Now is my time. To stop living.
On people.
To stop
To stop living on people. That is my time.
Now is my time.
To be self-sufficient.
Yes, Lord.
Now is my time.
For my laughter. For the delivery.
Now is my time. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the key of David open the way.
Usher me into my time.
Let the key of David usher me into my time.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. The key of David. Shut down. Evil doors, wicked doors, let the key of David shut them down, evil and wicked doors.
The key of David like a garment. Let your doors open forever you go.
Amen.
Let evil doors shut unto you.
Amen.
Any door that the enemy has opened to capture you and to lure you into a trap, let the key of David shut that door.
Amen.
Let the key of David disorganize and scatter
Jesus
those traps. Let the key of David scatter every conspiracy
Jesus
against you.
Name. Amen.
Let the key of David usher you.
Amen.
Usher you today in Jesus' mighty name. Sorry for the echo. The Lord will help us. In Jesus' mighty name, be the next to testify. Live in the now. Expect now. Be conscious of the now. because it is happening now. Observe your dreams. Observe your circumstances. Observe the things in your life. I declare it is happening now. 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 God willing, this evening, we are still in the fasting and prayer, declaring now is the time, 6 to 7:30. But today and Friday, this evening and Friday evening, is children week. So after the prayer, 7 o'clock, we will take over. Now, I want to introduce to you again the special program that the Lord has inspired on Facebook. Facebook, the 11th hour prayer parade. The 11th hour prayer parade. It starts at 11:30. 11:30 to 12:10. God said we should cross 12. Now, let me say this. The actual 11th hour, this is not the Bible 11th hour. Bible 11th hour is 5:30 p.m. 5:30 p.m. You know, this is not the Jewish 11th hour. No. This is not the Jewish 11th hour. I just want to explain that. The word just came. Start. And I started. And I started. It must be 11. So either 11 a.m. to 11:30. Or 11:30 to 12. Or after. I mean, so I just... Then it came that, okay, I settled my spirit setup with 11:30. And then later, cross a little 12. But as you people say, yes, I am no longer going to talk much. But we should know that God is not a magician. You must have word to pray on. Even if you pray 10 minutes, I am, because the word itself is already bringing answers. As you tune in, and you are listening, it's already creating answers for you. I am telling you, it's already creating the atmosphere for the answers to come. The word itself is already clearing the way. I invite you to be part of it. Come on board. 11:30. We tried it last week, and this week, we are doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then Tuesday and Thursday are my resting days. I rest. No one should hear my voice. If possible, I will not even pick calls. But these 3 days, my heaviest work, you hear my voice. Stay blessed. Be the next to testify. Be the next to testify. Mama Quartin says, help me to get the network. May the Lord help you to get the network. The links of the Facebook, the links are always shared. The links are always shared. So the link will come. Enjoy your day and testify. Give the testimony of the now will never elude you. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.